trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Mint Chew is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. All right, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Flo, and here's my impression of a reality TV star explaining Progressive discounts. So I was talking to Greg, and he said that Bailey knew what Erica said about her when we were all on Marcus's boat. And I was like, what? Wait, first see your drama, because Progressive totes his discounts like Safe Driver, Multi-Policy, and Paid in Full. So it's not like he said, she said, shut up, whatever. So basic, you know?
Discounts to help you save more. Now that's Progressive.
But then he was all, no way, Jose, because his name's Jose. Legit.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
God. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here.
Turn it up, fireworks!
On Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves regular season will wrap up at Allstate Arena this Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4.
I thought it was a good day, good practice for the team overall, and overall I feel pretty good. Just got to take it day by day right now.
That's Blackhawks winger Patrick Kane after practice this morning. He was a full participant, but no certainty when he'll return to the lineup just yet. The Blackhawks open the playoffs on Wednesday at Nashville. The Bulls play at Brooklyn tonight, and they wrap up their regular season on Wednesday at the UC with the Atlanta Hawks. Derrick Rose will see increased playing time before the playoffs start. Toronto holds the 3 seed in the East with games at Boston tomorrow, then hosting Charlotte on Wednesday. White Sox are off today, open a 2-game set in Cleveland tomorrow. The Cubs host Cincinnati tonight with John Lester opposing Mike Leake. Games going on right now in Major League Baseball out at Fenway. The Red Sox leading the Nationals 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Down in St. Louis, the Brewers lead the Cardinals 2-0. That game in the bottom of the second. San Francisco and Colorado are scoreless out in San Fran. That's top of the second. Earlier today, the Mets beat the Phillies 2-0, and it was the Pirates over the Tigers 5-4. Back to the NBA, Rod Thorne, the president of basketball operations, will retire in August. Terry is the favorite for his job. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Lakeshore Harley. Time to ride open house this weekend. Are you ready for an unforgettable night? Visit 670thescore.com/roast to purchase your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. Man, oh man. Brought to you by Arango Cigar Company and Ashland Addison Florist. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tomorrow at 5:35. When the Sox take on the Indians on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Crystal Lake Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
John Croce.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hey, I miss poor John Croce. Boars and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Poor John Croce. Damn that tree. We're talking to you at 312-644-6767, talking about the Bulls and where you are and your belief about what happens here, particularly Derrick Rose, because I think that's the wild card. If he's actually close to Derrick Rose, he'll play for the Eastern Conference Championship.
And lose.
Maybe. Again, but it's not the Heat. It's not the Heat.
I know, but why do you... What is this expectation? Because I don't think Cleveland is...
Well...
Where is this coming from? Haven't you seen enough?
Well, you got a full like 3 weeks before you'd see the Cavs.
No, but I'm saying is, haven't you seen enough to know that Derrick Rose is what he is now? I don't know where this hope is coming from that all of a sudden. Where's this optimism? Why do you think that?
I think that within a reasonable amount of time, that you can get back to a level that's close enough. Again, it's not the Heat.
But what suggests that?
I think he's come back okay.
Eh. Not really.
I mean, I realize they're not playing anybody. I can't change their schedule. Well, okay. But he can do the other things more than I thought he could.
Yeah. He's not getting the same elevation. I mean, really,
But it's 3 weeks from now.
I still think that there's some bad memories going on here.
You got bad memories.
But there's a couple of drives here. Yeah, okay. But look around some of the live wires around basketball right now. Watch other games.
Have to play one of those live wires.
I still think people are seeing what they want to see and not what they're really seeing. Forget, if you were just scouting this Derrick Rose right now.
Yeah, I can't give you a complete report, though.
But if you just look, if you didn't know who he was, you didn't know what he was before.
Yeah.
And you were just watching him, he's a guy.
Yeah, that's what I would say. That's exactly what I would say.
He's an NBA player. I mean, he looks like a representative NBA player. Mm-hmm. But there's no ooh and ah.
No.
Guys drive by people in the NBA. Everybody's seeing what they want.
Russell Westbrook drives by everybody.
Yeah, with bad intentions.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
With extreme prejudice.
Oh.
There are people who can't wait to say, oh, that's what Rose used to look like. And go back and watch what he looked like. I don't think people remember, really.
Yeah, this Westbrook this year, this guy who was, I don't want to say hidden because he was always a really good player and a lot of questions about if he was the one holding back Durant in Oklahoma City because of the way he played. Do you think Rose at his best was better than Westbrook is now?
No.
No. Okay.
No,
I mean at his best. Not the shaky Derek.
Westbrook is unbelievable. MVP. This guy's unbelievable.
Okay,
it's also that rip your throat out kind of mentality.
He's got that.
And Westbrook is just he doesn't care about any injuries. You can take cartilage out of his knees. Do whatever you do. Break his face. None of it matters. He's not calling Jen Swanson and like lighting candles.
Oh, he
candles.
Checks with her too.
I mean, it doesn't have that level of weird.
I understand the level of weird. I'm just asking in general. I mean, you've got a guy
Westbrook.
Who is it. So you think as
I take Westbrook.
Or the best Derek you've seen as an MVP.
I'd take Westbrook.
Okay, interesting.
Westbrook. Yeah.
About Harden. You got three guys this year.
Harden.
He is.
But
he wants to be known as the beard.
Different. I mean,
no, he doesn't. Thank you. I felt like I needed to say it. It's already well after 4:00, and I haven't talked about anybody's beard yet. How about him? With this guy that a lot of time Dwight Howard's not there. I love Trevor Ariza, by the way, but he's not the reason they're going there.
Yeah, Wizards miss him.
They do. That's where you get him. How about this guy gets the best Derek?
Very different. But I mean,
how about Steph Curry gets the best Derek?
Steph Curry, come on.
Yeah, without.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's, you know, you're talking about MVP season against three guys who are, they're in there punching one another for this year's MVP. So they're clearly been the best three players in basketball this year. Is that, are they right? Clearly?
Well, no, because LeBron James is still
in
the
league. And Anthony Davis, in LeBron.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. LeBron, if you don't think LeBron James is one of the best three players in the NBA, you're out of your damn fool mind.
Yeah, I mean, but they've sort of captured the spotlight. That's your race. They're, it's not LeBron.
I know, even though it kind of should be.
Yeah, I know, but it's not. I think they get tired of giving it to him. They're done with LeBron.
But that's silly.
LeBron would have to go, you know.
But just like I was asking Jason before, during transition, if you're choosing upsides and everybody in the NBA is available, you have first LeBron. Pick, you take LeBron. If you don't take LeBron, you're an idiot.
And second, I take the brow.
Okay.
I still like big. I like the bigs. I like the bigs.
Biggest, so, because we saw peak Derek.
But that's why I'm matching him up with
peak
guards.
Peak Derek got absolutely canceled out. Shut down. In any time that mattered. They won one game, right?
They won one game.
That's it. That's what you saw.
One. And that's at the peak of his powers when he was MVP, exactly. When they were 62-20.
Exactly.
One game.
And now I got to compare it to Tiger. It's just that everybody sees what they want to see. Rose drives by a guy. Oh, look, he drove by a guy. Okay. But it still doesn't look the same. I think this is what you got. You got a guy who likes chucking bad threes. I don't know why he does.
I don't either.
But he does.
I can't answer for him. I have to check with Jen Swanson. I don't know why he does, but he does.
And,
he somehow feels that's important to him.
And from whom does Jen Swanson get her medical information?
I just read the stories. I don't know where she gets her medical information.
Does she have the power to make stuff up? Is she just in charge of making up a number?
Yeah, I think she is. She tells him.
Or does she go to, up to, does Paxson tell her? Does Foreman tell her? I mean, I'd really love to know how this works. I'd love for Cowley or Casey.
I don't really know.
How is that number figured out? Who decides on that number based on what? Why is she so powerful? No other team has this
Derek
Rasputin
clearly went out
there.
Of his way to mention her, though. It's a thick paragraph of his quote talking about her. He clearly went out of his way to explain how this thing works.
But she's part of the reason why it's all become so weird.
I know. It's weird.
Rashad on the south side is on the score.
Hey, Dan, glad you made it back, my friend.
Was there a concern that I wouldn't?
No, actually, there was a celebration beginning.
That would be captured by the French.
Well, no, I was a little concerned. I was so concerned.
Yeah, you know, your phone's having some problems there, buddy, so we'll have to try
that
again.
I was being attacked by bees.
Yeah. Rashad, I don't know what was going on with the phone, but we'll have to figure that out. Please call back.
Again. Please do. We always like you. We enjoy your calls.
And Joe says, I don't understand why everybody's so excited about the Bulls' performance against the 76ers.
I'm not.
No one's talking about the fact the Bulls gave up 107 points to a team trying to secure the first pick.
They did.
They lost to Detroit several times. They lost to Milwaukee. They lost to Miami. They lost to Orlando more than once. They've struggled game in and out to beat bad teams, and it's not something a championship caliber team does. I guess that was my point. They're a hard team to trust because of their lapses.
I understand.
After saying we can't do this, we can't play like this, we can't do it, then they keep doing it.
It's not a reflection necessarily of any deep love for the way that this season has gone for the Bulls. It is a reflection of how I think the Eastern Conference looks. I can't look, if I'm comparing it to the West, I'm in trouble. Then you're in trouble. I don't care which Derek it is, then you're in trouble. Yeah, I don't care who it is. Whoever comes out of that West, you're in trouble.
Connor is on the score. Hello, Connor.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fine.
I just thought it was really interesting about how, you know, Derek's just kind of a regular player now, but his bad habits are still the same. So, like, people aren't noticing that as much. And just, you know, he still does that jump, spinning, where he jumps in the air and tries to pass it, always gets himself into trouble, always dribbles into corners, forces passes, takes those bad three-pointers when they're not necessary. It's just interesting how his game is, like, stunted now because of the injuries, and let's be honest, he doesn't have a high basketball IQ.
Well, he never has.